Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this is a Radio Free Redoubt production coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Oh!
That's right. Well, we've got so much to cover. Typically, we will go ahead and just use the rationale that the very most pressing news is what we will give precedence to, right? You know, that we'll prioritize, and the stuff that is going to be, you know, have the greatest effect on the nation and the people around us, we hit those first, right? And today, it's from every direction.
It is.
It's hard
to
even.
We were trying to sift through and find out what do you try to cover in 30 minutes.
Yes, because
we can't.
Because it's not just one thing that is very pressing. It is multiple things that all have just about equal type of horror ratings, you know?
Yeah, it's quite the barrage.
It is. Sure. And so we're going to quickly start with the word of the day.
Yes.
And then just go ahead and lay it all out from there as much as we can get to.
That's right. So let's do the word of the day. Looking forward
right.
to that. And a little update, working on the Rumble video or the video platform for the morning commute. And those look pretty good, but we'll see. We'll do a little trial thing there. And we'll see. I mean, we want to make sure we can get those up in a somewhat timely manner if we're going to use that.
Right. The first one that you did was really awesome, and I really liked it. So as soon as we can get that posted for everyone, you all can give us your feedback there as well.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, which read under the title, Light Bearers. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Mm. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. And that's it. And,
good.
And what an interesting thing that it says here in the Bible notes for verse 15. It describes, you know, in this week that we're talking about, there is no Big Bang, right?
Right.
Right. And that God is the one that truly created the entire universe.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about all of these galaxy and universe related topics. Well, here in the notes for chapter 2, verse 15, it says, as the heavenly bodies shine forth in brightness against the blackness of the night, so the lives of true Christians lighten the moral darkness of the world.
Oh.
What a cool comparison.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so this, we have the stars that God created in the heaven that
yep.
are the, you know, light in the darkness, the light from the whole dark backdrop. Those are the stars
yes.
shining. And he's making the comparison of us
being right.
the stars to our local communities. You know, it's dark, it's black. Everything going on in the world right now could very much be compared to the universe and space with all its blackness. And then somebody with the truth comes along, one of the last remnant here,
right.
you know, the children of God that are representing the Lord. They are the light bearers, the lights shining in the darkness.
That is such a good comparison too, because looking at these recent web telescope images. It is just, without the stars or galaxies there, it is just black as black can be.
That's right.
It is just pure darkness.
Yep.
And then you get these twinkling little, you know, bright lights out there. And but that's exactly, you're right. I mean, what a great comparison, because this world is getting darker and darker by the day.
That's right.
Where's the light? Where's the light coming from? It's got to be the Christians. It's got to be the believers.
Yep.
That's the only source of light out there. It's like looking into deep space.
Yep.
Right? And we need to be those stars that are shining.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it is pure blackness. And that's where...
And hopeless. Hopeless.
Well, that's when the rapture happens and it takes, you know, the church is removed.
Right.
The God-haters are going to have their way.
Yep.
If those Christians, those pesky, meddling Christians would just disappear, just go away, well, they're going to get their way.
That's right.
And then you're going to see how dark this world really is.
That's right. Yep.
You know, well, that light, those little tiny blinking lights out in space are the only thing that's preventing it from being completely enveloped in just pure blackness, just dark.
Yep.
Right. And we are supposed to be the light, and the church is the only thing holding back that darkness, that black darkness.
That's right. It says, let your light shine forth so that you can give glory to God, right?
Yes.
And isn't that the truth? And that the joy of the Lord is our strength, because in darkness is hopelessness.
Right.
In hopelessness, there is no joy. And
yeah.
And so therein lies the importance of that statement, that if you've got the joy of the Lord, you're a bright shining beacon in the darkness.
Yeah.
Right? Because seriously, looking around us today, it is just scary black.
Yeah.
And coming from communism encroaching around the United States and Israel from all around the world, communism represents the blackness of the sky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really does. So, and we, you know, we still have much, much to cover. And so we're going to take a break a little earlier in the show this morning and make sure we leave plenty of time. And then I don't know how we're going to be able to get everything that needs to be addressed. But if we have to run over, we'll do extra, and our listeners at Podbean will be able to listen to the other stuff that if we're not able to get to everything.
That's right. And everybody, we also post quite a bit of information on our Telegram channel as well, things that,
yeah,
that we don't even have time to get to. And so once again, if you want to, you know, download the free app, the free Telegram app, if you don't have it already, and just look us up. We're just simply The Morning Commute.
Yep.
And so if you want to join our channel, we do a lot of discussion and talking and stuff that we don't have time to cover here. So that's also an option.
Yeah, it's a great way to put the resources with links out there for our listeners who want to go read more about the things we talk about. And then, like you just said, we add things that we don't even get to talk about. So there's a lot of content there.
That's right.
So more than you'll probably care to look at.
But. Right.
So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment is brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. The return of our King is getting ever so close, and we are very grateful for that. So you can learn more about that so you don't get left behind at JesusAppears.com. And we'll be back with The Morning Commute, segment 2, right after this. Wars and rumors of wars.
Wars and rumors of wars. How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers, controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest, controlling the courts, terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and hopefully you are off to a great and a safe commute. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. And that's a Christian Patriot-owned business there. Check them out, C-A-T-I Armor, katiearmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, off and running.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Well, as you know, we are light bearers, right? And
yes.
we're supposed to encourage each other and lift each other up, that we can be the joyful remnant in the end times, the light shining in the darkness.
Speaking the truth.
But at the same time, we are also commissioned to be watchmen on the wall to warn our brothers and sisters in Christ of pending doom, you know.
Right.
Things that are on the horizon.
The storm cloud, the dust cloud on the horizon is, you know.
Is not your friend.
Right. That is an army.
Right. Yes. Beware. Don't be afraid, but beware and be prepared. And so we wanted to first hit on this information coming from China and Taiwan. And right here we've got this clip from Epic Times under their video clip called Facts Matter with Roman Balmakov, and he is interviewing retired Colonel John Mills, and the description of this interview is called What a Taiwan-China War Would Look Like, and it says, while in Washington, D.C., Epic Times spoke with retired Colonel John Mills, and he explained that not only what a war between Taiwan and China would look like, but also what obligation the U.S. would have if such a war were to take place. And it looks like it's coming up very soon. And so listen to this clip now.
It's numerically absolutely increasing in periodicity of the event and also the size of the event. The Taiwan Relations Act is essentially supplanted and reinforced significantly in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. It creates a 10-year Lend-Lease Act for Taiwan. At a minimum, $2 billion per annum for 10 years, whatever they want. We will come to the defense of Taiwan. We have their back.
Yeah, and that was a retired...
Retired Colonel John Mills. And yeah, his ending statement there, we will come to the defense of Taiwan. We will have their back. Which essentially is the same thing as saying, the second China touches or goes to touch Taiwan, we are at war with China. And and it's important to notice that, you know, like we covered last week, that the U.S. military would need conscription to fight China, saying that we need a draft. We don't even have near the manpower to make any kind of honest defense against China in any kind of attack. And so Fox News was describing that China is now expanding their wartime military draft to include veterans and college students to bolster the country's combat effectiveness.
Yes.
And so they are expanding their draft right now as we speak.
Yeah, they're building up their military, they're preparing for war, and we've got sensitivity classes and gender-affirming training in our military.
Yes, that's right.
You know, that's what we're obsessed with right now, sadly. And also, just this week. Forward Observer covered it. Several have been passing this on. This is from Politico. Top lawmakers, the U.S. intelligence community, and cybersecurity of officials have warned in recent weeks that if an invasion happens, China would likely try to hobble critical U.S. systems with cyber attacks. Of course, this has been on our radar for quite some time, and it's one of the main scenarios that we build our training around with AMRON, Emergency Communications. But cyber attacks on military transport systems like ports, railroads, or against key civilian services like water and electricity. And this is titled, What It Will Look Like If China Launches a Cyber Attack in the U.S. If and when they make their move on Taiwan, they will simultaneously make their move on us. Just because of the video clip that you just heard, we've got Taiwan's back. We will support them. Well, China, they factored that in as well.
Right.
And their unrestricted warfare model, everything's on the table. Energy. Chinese hackers also would likely to zero in on U.S. critical infrastructure in order to undermine America's support for Taiwan. That means our internet, fiber optic lines, telecommunications, power grid, water, everything. Create all the chaos here at home, even if it's, you know, against civilians, then our government has that to contend with.
Right.
You know, to add to the chaos. I mean, everything is a battlefield to the communist Chinese.
That's right. And so essentially, once that kicks off with Taiwan, it's not if, it's when. Once that starts, North Korea, as we keep reporting, North Korea and China are together. And so it's not right. going to be just China boarding ships in the Taiwan Strait. It's, you know, it's going to be a red button, twitchy finger North Korea ready
yes.
to just do their assisting attack, right?
Right.
And North Korea is not going to be aiming at Taiwan. They're going to be aiming at us.
That's right.
While China is busy with Taiwan and whomever we have sent over there.
Yeah. And on our southern border now, Michael Yon has been covering what's called the Darien Gap. He's been down there with Matt Bracken and several others. They've hosted several members of Congress to come and look. Well, Mayorkas went down there as well. They're looking at this. The Darien Gap is a major, massive staging area for people that are planning to move north and cross the United States border. They've got people from 160 countries there. Mayorkas is down there to help deal with this mass migration movement, right? Facilitating the invasion. The United States, through the UN, is giving these people maps on where to cross and what to say if you get caught and everything else.
Right.
Mayorkas is down there to work with the Panamanian government to create pandemonium. The pandemonium government.
Yeah, no
to,
kidding.
To expand their refugee camps, these migration camps.
Wow.
And but they're reporting the Chinese alone, they've seen a 3,000% increase in Chinese coming through there on their way to cross the United States border. So there's your advance party, saboteur folks. You know, I'm
boots
sure
on the ground.
Yep. Some of them are, you know, they want freedom and they, you know, they hate communism and they're trying to get to America. There's a legal way to do that. And you could do that as a
illegal
asylum
immigrant.
Yeah, an asylum seeker. If you're being, you know, persecuted by communists and you're trying to flee China, these people, they're military age folks.
Yeah, they're coming across our southern border because they go completely undocumented, completely unnoticed, and as long as they stay quiet until they're given orders to go ahead with whatever their plans are, nobody will know they're here.
Derail trains, cut fiber optic cables, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it was,
that's right.
You know, this is one of those things that, you know, in the history books, when you read about the absolute astounding mistakes that nations make that led to their downfall, what's happening with the regime in charge of the United States right now is it tops everything.
Well, exactly. And this is what happens anytime a communist control, well, anybody, when anybody controls the outcome of an election, this is what happens. Lawlessness runs rampant, and yes, that is why they want to control the elections. And you know, if anybody really had a say in the elections, they couldn't do whatever they felt like doing because they're right, criminals, and they do not want to adhere to any laws. They want to do whatever they want to do. They want to steal, pillage, destroy, right?
Yep.
You know, and that is the whole point of the communist coup in America. And
yeah, they want to BLM, burn, loot, murder.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. And so everything that is happening is because of the election fraud of 2020. Let's keep pointing that back to the origin and and the cause. Because if it weren't for that, and if it had been stopped when it should have been, if it had been investigated when it should have been, we wouldn't be with any of these problems today.
Right.
And so this kind of links back to that. I have this information here from Marjorie Taylor Greene describing that she says, I just walked out of the Treasury after reviewing financial reports on the Bidens and their web of limited liability corporations and wire transfers from many foreign countries that created a vast criminal enterprise bigger than anyone can comprehend. Whistleblowers can receive protection if they come forward now. Contact the House Oversight Committee. And she said, reading over 2,000 pages of financial reports in the Treasury about all the Biden family members receiving millions of dollars through LLCs like Burisma from Ukraine,
yep,
and dozens of other LLCs that were opened and closed to launder money from foreign countries and pay the Biden family members, I can't help but wonder, as Americans pay their taxes, if any of them paid taxes on all the money they laundered. Yeah, right. As if a criminal laundering money would ever pay taxes, right? And she says, or what about the LLC called Owasco that Hunter owned and paid countless prostitutes, even from Russia and Ukraine, and the report states it was a human sex trafficking ring. The report estimates there were 28 customers paying the sex slaves. Americans go to jail every day in this country for much less. Some even for walking in the Capitol for a few minutes on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It was and still is all much bigger and worse than people thought. But the most dangerous part is that the Bidens have created an international crime enterprise around Joe Biden's powerful vice president and presidential seats, which means our entire country is compromised because of Joe Biden and the Biden family crime syndicate. In fact, we have a clip from Marjorie Taylor Greene outside of the Treasury yesterday, and listen to what she has to say.
We just finished reviewing the financial records in the Treasury. What I saw was over 2,000 pages of jaw-dropping information. There's basically an enterprise wrapped around Joe Biden, involving not only multiple family members, more than we thought there were, but other people as well. Just a complete conglomerate of LLC shell companies where money was passing through from foreign countries, China, Ukraine, but many more countries than just those. There's a lot of information the American people deserve to know of the Biden family and the crimes they've been involved in. And the Oversight Committee has a much bigger investigation to do than we ever thought was possible. I just saw evidence of human trafficking. This involved prostitutes, not only from here in the United States, but foreign countries like Russia and Ukraine. This is unbelievable that a president and a former vice president, not only his son, Hunter Biden, but many more family members extending past Hunter Biden and his immediate family. We're going to have to really get to work. This is an investigation that needs to be revealed to the American people. And not only do we have questions about Hunter Biden himself, but this is going to extend into developing a web of corruption, a web of fake companies that's going to reveal money that came in from many foreign countries and went directly into the personal bank accounts of the Biden family, where they have financially benefited directly from Joe Biden's seats of power. And we look forward to investigating and exposing for this for the American people, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and that's what they're talking about, really, is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
With what these people are involved in. So much of this evidence is on the laptop, you know, the infamous Hunter Biden laptop.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
no
which
kidding.
Which was obviously suppressed. The left, the deep staters, knew what was on that. There were, at least they knew that it was extremely damaging. And now, you know, it's we're learning that it's a couple of CIA operatives who were, you know, behind that, which, you know, we don't have enough time to fully develop that.
Right. And we can get to that tomorrow. In addition to Marjorie Taylor Greene's information on the Biden family business dealings, we've also got Senator Ron Johnson's whole layout about their dealings with China alone.
Right.
Oh my gosh. He's got it mapped out with 10 different Chinese companies that are having anywhere from 23 transactions to, you know, five major transactions with anywhere from $380 million worth of transactions to $76,000 worth of transactions. And so, I mean, we're talking 10 different major corporations, Chinese corporations,
yes,
with all of this money flowing to the Bidens from China. And so, oh my gosh, this guy is probably the biggest gangster in the whole world right now.
Right.
And he's still walking free.
Yeah. And there's an apparatus there that is protecting them.
Exactly. This guy should be in Guantanamo Bay of today.
Yep. All their assets seized. And I mean, what a national security threat. It's staggering, really.
Yep.
Well, we're out of time, but we wanted to say goodbye to one of our very favorite pastors who just passed away, Charles Stanley, a Baptist pastor and televangelist. We've really enjoyed his teachings, and he's been such a blessing, and he's with the Lord, so he just got promoted.
He just got promoted big time.
So we're happy for him, but we're going to miss him. But anyway.
Left an amazing body of work.
What a legacy.
Yep.
Okay, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.